This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 375 for Tuesday, May 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ice futures canola market is posting solid gains Tuesday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's recovery off nearby lows. Canola up 3 to nearly $7, the July contract up $6.50 at $711.10 per ton. Strength in Chicago soy oil provided spillover support, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures also higher as activity in those markets resumed after May Day holidays. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar, down nearly half a cent this morning, was also supportive. Seeding operations are in their early stages in parts of Western Canada, and conditions are thought to be relatively favorable. In the U.S., soybean and corn futures are higher, while wheat is mostly lower. Soybeans seeing follow-through buying after yesterday's gains, the July contract up 2 cents at $14.29 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crush hit a new record for the month of March, according to a report out yesterday, with 198 million bushels processed. U.S. soybean seedings were 19% complete as of this past Sunday. That's ahead of the 11% average for this time of year. Corn saw some spillover support from the gains in soybeans. The July corn contract up 2 cents at $5.86 per bushel. Corn planting was 26% complete. That's right in line with the five-year average, with emergence at 6%. Forecasts call for some cooler temperatures and scattered showers in parts of the Corn Belt the next few days before conditions should warm up again. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are mostly lower. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the July contract at $7.88 per bushel. Kansas City 3 cents lower in July at $7.54 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's down 2 cents in the July contract at $6.16 per bushel. U.S. winter wheat condition ratings improved by 2 points on the week to 28% good to excellent. However, spring wheat seeding is still running well behind normal, with only 12% of intended acres in the ground. That compares with the average for this time of year of 22%. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, May 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.